Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
That's Tommy Tucker bringing this back from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, also from the Wayback Machine. Tommy and I came in together. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books. Just go to jimblessinggame.com. That'll get you there. Find my two newest books. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who helps people put their best foot forward with their words. If you have words you need written, if your content needs to be improved, if your website needs to have words written, if you need a ghost-written article or whatever, Jeffrey is the man, and I encourage you to go there. Jeff, how's the best place to find you?
Gotwords.com is the best way to find my writing site. Like Got Milk, but Gotwords.com. Yeah.
He might give you some milk while you're there, too, folks. So, Jeffrey, and also, what's the other one? Road Trip Mojo.
We're going to pound that into you one of these. Road Trip Mojo. We do a lot
That's
of
a fun one.
Do a lot of camping and festivals and like myself and my wife and some of our friends. So we have an RV and we travel the country. So check out roadtripmojo.com.
So Jeffrey, we talked in the previous segment about things coming at you from the past, people checking you out based on the work that you've already done, the networking that you had already done, and part of networking these days is online. I mean, there's no substitute for the face-to-face, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far, networking that we all should be doing more of and becoming professionals at it. But today we have technical networking. We got online networking, and for professionals, for the business side, that's really LinkedIn, I haven't maximized it to the degree that I know a lot of people have. A lot of people have just gone off the charts with their performance on LinkedIn. I haven't. I spend time there. I do a fair amount of work there, but LinkedIn is a great professional networking tool, isn't it?
It can be, and it depends on how you use it and how sort of the spirit and the how you approach it as a marketing tool. So what I'm getting at in a roundabout way is, you know, some people go on LinkedIn and they set up their bio and they make some connections, they share some articles, they read others' articles, they comment, they like. It's almost like a Facebook, but it's a Facebook for business and much more serious. You know, you're not posting about the president or politics or,
right,
you know, unless it's affecting the economy, and you're opining on the effects,
right,
of the economy and how it's going to affect business. But generally speaking, done well and done sort of deftly, it can be a power tool for the right people. Now, there's things to keep in mind. Like you said, I mean, you and I are similar in that vein that look, I have other things that are more successful for me as far as marketing for my business. You know, part of it is my word, my reputation in my market. So I'm reaching out to people, I'm talking to a lot of people, and I've been in business for 31 years, so I get a lot just over the transom where I don't have to go out and work LinkedIn. But part of it also is that you want to be a respected and respectable and respectful marketer in any of these tools you do. So it's like calling a client, a prospect every Friday. Hey, you got something for me? Hey, you got something for me? Hey, you got something?
Yeah.
She's going to say,
it's a more
don't
patient,
call me, I'll call you.
It's a more patient thing. I mean, you can use it more actively by the way you contribute to the community, because that's really what it's more about. It's not about,
right,
it's not about prospecting there as it is contributing to the community. I think about LinkedIn in terms of developing relationships, in terms of possibly it turning into an opportunity. I think of it like the passage in Ecclesiastes: "Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you." Forgive me, folks, for bringing the farming metaphors back from the previous segment. But if you sow the seeds today, let me put it this way: you can't reap from seeds you didn't sow today. Tomorrow you can't reap those seeds if you don't sow them. And you got to do the legwork and spend a little time, whether it be face to face networking, whether it be LinkedIn, whatever. you've got to be make yourself available. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of that is no small part of that is doing it, as I was alluding to a moment ago, doing it respectfully. So, you know, sometimes people will, I always, whenever I get a request, and people might do this on Facebook or on LinkedIn or any other sort of social networking site, whoever, you know, Jim Blassingame reaches out to me and with a friend request or a connection request on LinkedIn, I'll go back and I'll see who that is. How do I know him? Who do we have in common? Is this just somebody prospecting me that we have no one in common? Are they, you know, where are they in their business and what do they do? Will I bring them value? Will they bring me value? A lot of times I see that there's nothing there. They are simply just building a network. There's no connection. And then sometimes I see there's connections and I accept, and then I immediately get hit with sales prospects.
Let me help you
build your network.
Yeah,
and
that happens happens about 20% of the time. I mean, I'm sorry, about 5% of the time to me, and that's the wrong folks. You just can't do that.
I sell, and I'll often be kind, and I have to shut it down though, or else they'll continue.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also a learning opportunity for them, where I'll say, "Thank you for reaching out. I'm not interested." Please don't hit me with sales calls any further, you know, or prospecting any further. You know, in one way or another, I appreciate what you're doing. Just don't do it to me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you have to help those people. Sometimes maybe they just didn't know better. But, folks, you got to do the network.
Absolutely.
You
got to be disrespectful.
You got to plant the seeds. And sometimes the seeds don't come up this year. Sometimes it comes up next year or even the year after. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. GotWords.com. Check out that website and you'll find him and all the things that he does. He can help you. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.